Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Hello and welcome to another Motorsport Headlines edition of the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show. And I'm going to be choosing what I think are some of the top stories for Formula One and motorsport in a few minutes, just for your growing pleasure for motorsport. And welcome to all our new viewers and listeners. This is the podcast that we do weekly. And of course, normally I have my co-host Andrew Marr, which when we do our live shows on a Thursday night and normally on a Sunday as well. So we'll have more information about that later on, but let's get started with the latest Formula One news. Now, Formula One's UK quarantine exemption plans are under threat. When the British Grand Prix was announced that there would be two races, one on the 26th of July and the other on the 2nd of August, there were lots of cheers from all the fans, even though it was going to be a closed race, so we wouldn't actually be allowed to watch it live as such. It will at least be a race that's got the green light. But due to the government's latest proposals, that will mean that people coming in from other countries will be potentially quarantined. This could jeopardise the whole scheme, because I think it was 3 of the 10 Formula One teams come from out of the UK, and therefore they're going to have to be checked and potentially quarantined. Now, the British government has been trying to talk along with Formula One bosses to try and make sure that this can go ahead, but if it doesn't, it could really put the Grand Prix into question. So let's hope, as a motorsport fan, that we won't have any issues like that, and we can definitely get the Grand Prix to go ahead. Because I think it's going to be brilliant to have two races, basically 2 weeks on the trot, on the 26th and the 2nd of August. And I think it will really help to get Formula One back underway. And, you know, normally we have a great, great support run for the British Grand Prix here in Britain. So hopefully it will actually be sorted out. Because it's not just going to be Formula One, there's going to be F2, F3 and the Porsche Super Cup. There's also going to be taking part over that weekend. So hopefully the government and Formula One will make sure that a deal is done properly so we can finally get things back up and running, especially after there's going to be races in Austria. Now, here's a bit of news that all Formula One fans would like. The COVID-19 forced hiatus could extend Ricciardo's career. Now, we all love Daniel Ricciardo and his great driving and his wonderful overtakes, but he said to Autosport that he believes that extended winter break in Formula One could actually help him have a longer career in the series. Now, the opening 10 races, of course, have been culled, and things will be starting in Austria at the beginning of July. But the thing is, it will mean that the drivers have been out of action for over 7 months since the 2019 season finale in Abu Dhabi, only interrupted by 6 days of pre-season testing in February. Now, Ricciardo has been spending his lockdown in his native Australia with his trainer, Michael Italiano, and hoped by making good use of the additional time to work on his physical condition, he can extend his Formula One career. Well, I have to say, we never thought that his F1 career was in question, and hopefully he'll be around for many years to come. But he's been going on to state that we've been really able to knuckle down and set up a real training programme that we never really get. And Ricciardo, who was announced last week that he's going to be driving for McLaren for 2021, is really looking forward to the season. So you get it at the start of the year, but once you get back to Europe and travelling starts, it's so hard to get any routine and keep the consistency. Where now we've been able to build like an 8-week block of training and starting to see some really good improvements. And it's just nice to have that time. So he's obviously enjoying his training, and hopefully that means that he'll be much better, in a much better position to start racing at the beginning of July. And he goes on to say, I think the benefit is going to be really nice, and because it's so unique, I think it was really important to maximise this time. Who knows, it might give me a bit more longevity in my career. I do like Ricciardo. I think he's a great, fun racing driver, and I'm sure you agree with me, it'd be fantastic to see him do really well. I mean, obviously he's got his final year with Renault this year, and then off to McLaren next year, and I'm sure he'll do extremely well. Now, I'm sure everyone who listens to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show is a big fan of the Monaco Grand Prix. And of course, we had to cancel it this year, unfortunately, due to the COVID virus. But Monaco have made big plans for next year, and it's going to host both the Formula E and the historic Grand Prix events alongside its Formula One Grand Prix. Normally, it does it every other year. and its turns between Formula E and the historic Grand Prix as well. But this time, the historic Grand Prix is scheduled for the 23rd to the 25th of April 2021, followed by the Formula E race 2 weeks later on the 8th of May. And then the Formula One race will take place on the 20th to the 23rd of May, becoming the first Grand Prix to have a provisional date confirmed for 2021. So those are the three main headlines. There's lots more out there, and Button has just been saying that he doesn't think Alonso will go to Renault, but we'll have to wait and see about that, because there was big rumours that he may already have signed. For www.hughhattrick.com with more information and things like that as to how you can support the show. Well, thank you very much for listening to our headlines update on the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. It's time to drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.